Humboldt County's quest to transition to 100% green energy is getting a 2.8 megawatt boost of new solar power. A permit for construction of a photovoltaic solar power generation facility was approved by the county's planning commission at its September 19th meeting. Two limited liability companies, one under an international parent company, EPDR Renewable Energy, are advancing the project on an 11-acre agricultural parcel in the Alton area. A primary concern, potential conversion of agricultural land, is being addressed by requiring continued agricultural operations. Solar power arrays will occupy 7 acres of the 11-acre site, and the space in between the photovoltaic panels will be used for grazing and beekeeping. The power generation will be used locally under an agreement with the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, or RCEA. The energy will be fed directly into the power grid without battery storage, which streamlines the project's footprint. But that won't be the way it goes with future projects. Richard Engel, RCEA's Power Resources Director, explained.
Just with changes that have been happening on the grid and power markets and grid reliability concerns in California, it's become increasingly important to include energy storage as part of new solar development. And recognizing that, we just last month went to our own board of directors with a proposal to change our feed-in tariff program so that future contracts will require that projects of more than 1 megawatt in size, and they can be up to 5 megawatts per the program, would require battery energy storage to be included in the project. So you might see future projects coming to you that are contracted under our feed-in tariff that will include energy storage, but we don't have provision for that in this project, which originally came under contract with us a few years ago.
There was no public comment, and commissioners supported permit approval. Commissioner Ivor Skavdal believes the project could aid the site's agricultural use.
This is not preventing the continuous agricultural use of this property. In fact, it's been demonstrated that those uses are going to continue. I actually think that diversity of income could be beneficial and help preserve ag lands. So I think these types of projects add value in that sense. And then also, I think we're going to see our own climate action plan coming here soon. And again, these types of projects could help mitigate some of the impacts that agriculture has on the climate here in Humboldt County. So I'm supportive of the project.
Commissioner Jerome Curiazzi described the project as innovative.
Overall, I'm very excited about this project and to see the hard work that Redwood Coast Energy Authority has been putting in to try to encourage these types of projects. So I really appreciate the applicant pursuing this. And I was particularly excited to see the mitigation measure proposal to do what is being termed as agrivoltaic. So basically looking at ways to combine both agricultural uses with renewable energy power. So this is particularly exciting. It's actually relatively new. So it's very cool that that's happening here in the county. And in fact, the State Energy Commission currently has funding out to research this exact type of project. So I really applaud staff and the applicant for pursuing this.
The project's conditional use permit was unanimously approved. Also at the meeting, commissioners approved a conditional use permit to add a cannabis microbusiness to an existing 10,000 square foot farm in the Fortuna area. The permit allows a variety of uses, including non-volatile manufacturing and farm-based retail at off-site special events. The commission also approved permits for existing cannabis farms in the New Harris and Bridgeville areas. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.